This is officially the only downside to dating women. I'm just kidding. There is no downside, only upsides and backsides. I'm sorry. Make bad jokes when I bleed. And you bleed. Now we can say that. I bleed when you bleed. Babe. I literally feel your pain. Pain of having a uterus and not even wanting one. It's not fair. I don't even want babies. I shouldn't be punished every month for not having one. I want cats. Maybe a dog. I should not be punished for being wise. No, it is absolutely unacceptable, especially when your cute face is all scrunched in irritation and, babe, please shut up. I'm sorry. You know I was annoying. You can't blame me for that. Come on, drink your tea. It will revive you, I promise. Are you revived? My baby, I'm sorry, but the benefit to dating a total loser like me is that I always buy wholesale. So we have pads, we have tampons, we have menstrual cups, we have Advil, painkillers galore, hot water bottles, chocolate, tea. You, my dear lady, are in good company. And I'll snuggle you. And I'll rub your back. And we can watch crappy movies together. It's gonna be okay.
What are we doing? Huh? Why can't I speak? Why? You just make me so tongue-tied and neighing. What was I saying? There we go. We are wearing matching PJs, so we are officially cottagecore lesbians. I'm so happy you're happy. I love you. My life has led up to this moment.
happen on your period? Who would have thunk it?
Mm-mm. Not me.
Do you remember those really creepy Furby things? Do you not have one? They were like these little bird things. They were like different colors. And we had this game when we were kids, and you had to like find the matching Furby, and it made a noise, and if you didn't get the right one and you put it on, it'd be like,
not me.
It used to terrify me. And by used to, still does. If you ever buy a Furby, I will leave the house. And I will take my pads and tampons and cups with me. Oh my God. You know what absolutely traumatized my soul? Snow White. Oh my God. Everything. When she's like running through the forest and everything's like, gotcha, bitch. And she's screaming and her scream is so real. And the witch. Oh, mama. Oh my God. My mom took us to Disney World and I was just screaming. My sister was like, come on. She must have been about 6. And I was just like, why am I here? Why would she do that to me, though? I was clearly having Vietnam flashbacks. And she was flooding me. She was flooding her child with bad memories and expecting me to be grateful. What the fuck, Mom? Oh, that cackle and lightning and screeching and that face. Oh my God. And she's just, although, have you seen that meme where she's like going down the, a hatch? And she's like, nah. It's like me promising to go to sleep 3 hours later. Nah. Me. But yeah, we are never watching Snow White. Unless, of course, you're prepared for me to be flooded again, and I will cling to you like a little traumatized koala. Mm-hmm. I will bury myself in your body and say, Mommy, save me. Not in the cute, sexy way with the long socks, just in the, I really, 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 really don't like it way. No! We are not watching Snow White. Mm-mm. No. It's just a baby. Don't make me do it. Mm-mm. Can we not watch a movie that is scary? We need something comfy. Soothing and warm. We need a movie equivalent of a heat pad. Mm-hmm. Little Miss Sunshine? Oh. Mm-hmm. Studio Ghibli? You ever notice that about Studio Ghibli? It's like, you know the basic story, but it's kind of like, okay, tell me what happens. It's like, the person goes here, and there's like magic and flying things and food. They have great food. That is the movie experience I want. I want cottagecore. I want soothing. I have no idea what's really going on, but it doesn't matter. It looks like a dream. It looks like a fluffy pastel cloud, and I am all here for it. And when I inevitably fall asleep on your tummy, tis the beauty of the comfort watch. You already know, so it's okay to let go. It's okay, I'm laying on your tummy.